Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We give it all to you. Amen. In Jesus, in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the answer for you and for every person on the earth. That's if you want to know, well, what's this key today? It's finding Jesus in that, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's everything. Okay, until we find him in that way, we're really just doing things in our own strength. When we meet him in his glory, that's the anointing. The anointing is mentioned in Isaiah 10:27, the anointing oil, it's called. And then Jesus said this in Luke 4, he was quoting another verse in Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. And then in 1 John chapter 2, the anointing is mentioned. The anointing is the presence of Jesus. And so, just very short message today. Maybe one of the shortest in this series. But I wanted to just get this to anyone who will listen. You don't need it. Let me first say this. We need to be in great relationship, in the right relationship with all people, and in fellowship in a church. Absolutely. But you don't need a person, any person in the world, to have the anointing. In fact, a person, no other person, can give the anointing or anything in our most holy faith to another person. That's between someone and God. Just like salvation, just like every phase of knowing him. And that's I may speak about that more. But that's so important. It's such a wonderful revelation that if you know Jesus Christ, you have the anointing within you. And he's all around you. Just continue to develop it. Continue to go deeper with him. Amen.